Hey, on Friday, August 18th, Portland Resistance will be holding a peaceful rally and march in solidarity with the community of Charlottesville, Virginia. Friday's action is important. This situation is serious, really serious. So Friday, August 18th at 5:30 p.m. That's Friday, August 18th at 5:30 p.m. The Salmon Street Fountain by the river. It's time to show up.
Yeah, it's 10 o'clock. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Coming right up, it's Air Cascadia headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, stay tuned for Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. And then we have the food show at 11, today talking to Dub Travis, owner of Dub's St. John's, about Support Black-Owned Restaurants Week 2017. Plus Laura Shapiro's book, What She Ate, Six Remarkable Women and the Food That Tells Their Stories. Okay, stay tuned for Chris. She's coming right up.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, August 16th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio. Your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio, and of course, aren't we indeed your ever-loving fake news radio at 90.7 FM on the air. KVOO.FM everywhere. I say fake news radio because anything that... It just ruins it if I have to explain a joke. But, you know, legitimate media is branded as fake news. Okay, there goes that joke. Okay, we have today's theme. Between the eclipse and the wild off-the-chart sex at the Department of Fish and Wildlife, it looks like this is going to be the best tourist season Oregon's ever had. Take that, the rest of the country. Weather for today, mostly sunny, highs around 80, light winds 3 to 7, and tonight, mostly clear skies, lows around 58. Tomorrow dawns bright and sunny, highs near 79, and tomorrow night, clear skies and lows around 57. That said, we are still trying to get Barrett Brown on the line. Attorneys are countering that the government's motions to dismiss the suit over illegal surveillance of donors is underway. Barrett is going to take the stand and talk about that. That is going to be huge. We really hope to talk to him about what he is going to very likely say. Barrett Brown on the witness stand would be a formidable voice in any context, and this in particular, after all of the history leading up to this day, is an extraordinary episode in the history of journalism in America, a history which seems to be being hustled off to an early grave. The Trump administration has done absolutely everything he can to crush journalism, and journalists themselves have done the rest, I'm afraid to say. I mean, self-censorship is rampant. How do we know? Well, of course we don't, because they're not going to tell us, right? They're censoring it. I know I won't tell you. Of course I will. But at the end of last week, attorneys representing Derrett Brown in his case against the U.S. attorney, what is her name, Candino Heath, an FBI special agent Smith, filed a response with their motions to dismiss the complaint. And I want to get to, if I can, today, a little bit of history around around this. Many people have forgotten, many people for that matter have forgotten Gary Webb. Many people forget the covert war on journalists that has been waged in this country for years now. Journalists have lost their lives simply by reporting truths that others don't want to hear. And right now, there's plenty of truths that are buried, and the journalists who might report those truths that are buried may join them in the very near future. It almost seems certain that we are going to see some of that happening. I was like, I hate to make predictions. I'm not predicting. I'm just saying that it's not a good time. It actually is the best time of all to be a journalist. And I recommend everybody stand up like Spartacus and yell, yes, I'm a journalist. We are, after all. Aren't we all citizen journalists? I know I am. And I know you are. Just the very fact that you are listening to this broadcast, you are a citizen journalist because you hear this, you talk to people, and the word gets spread. This is an effective, if not always accurate, means of getting the truth out there. We are in some strange times. I don't know where to begin telling the story of Barrett Brown. It's long and it is convoluted. Around the time of Brown's sentencing back in, he did some time, he was in prison. In January of 2015, he and his team were shocked to learn a subpoena had been sent to WePay. WePay is this was the means that supporters had of putting money on the table to support the legal effort. Barrett Brown did not have a court-appointed lawyer. That would have cost the state gazillions of dollars. Instead, he opted to pay for his legal representation himself. It was going to, of course, amount to somewhere like $980,000. Oh, come on, let's call it $1 million. In order to do that, he had asked for donations, and those donations were filtered through a company called WePay. That had already happened earlier, January of 2013. The subpoena had been sent. And it had been sent without the knowledge of Team Brown. As it turned out, this subpoena was deployed beyond the usual channels and demanded not only information on how much the account held, but also details about everyone who had donated to the fund. I want to just repeat that from yesterday, in case anybody didn't catch it. And also to bring people up to speed. So there was a lawsuit that was filed earlier this year. The unusual move to identify contributors to a political cause, both Heath, the U.S. attorney, and Smith virulently opposed, happens to be unconstitutional. Courts have established very clearly First Amendment rights to engage in political speech via financial donations. Wow, have they ever! Sometimes, I think sometimes snakes like Citizens United turn around and bite their handlers, huh? Yes, it happens. They forgot that. Attorneys also sought and obtained the identities of everyone who contributed to Brown's crowdsourced website, echelon2.org. Right? So that said, in this context, Heath Smith and the high-end federal lawyers who were running their case out of D.C. struggled to explain the purpose of seeking out everything that they could on Brown's legal donors, especially since they stated their stated intent was merely to assess how much money Brown had received. Wow, does this ring a bell? Does this sound anything like journalists now in these times and under Trump facing not only the, you know, the condemnation and silencing, but a wild wild array of other restrictions, some of them with legal consequences. So we're trying to get Barrett on the line right now. The convict, former defendant himself, Barrett Brown, is now a winner of the 2016 National Magazine Award. And of course, this is the most peculiar. It's the most peculiar case in all of its gory details that I've seen for a very long time. And the first thing that occurred to me when I heard about a few years ago that Barrett Brown had been incarcerated was maybe he's safer or maybe he's even more danger behind bars. It's hard to tell these days, isn't it? Okay, that said, Trump first spoke his heart, if he has one or whatever it passes his heart. Certainly didn't speak anything like a brain. Then the teleprompter told him what to say, and he said, and then he turned around and he said exactly what he really thought. He is a virulent, racist, white supremacist. He's the president of the United States. Yes, really. And yet, I mean, this is about as bad as it could possibly get. And it is amazing, the silence and the apathy. I mean, there are some pockets of resistance throughout the country. But those pockets of resistance are either getting very little attention from mainstream media, if any, at all, or they're quashed before they even get rolling. This is something even perhaps even more disturbing than the clear insanity of our commander in chief. So that said, it's not just what Trump said. I mean, this is bad enough; it's beyond the pale. But Trump also has again, with using Twitter. Has used Twitter to threaten other politicians, notably this. Here's the quote from Donald Trump's Twitter feed. Bernie Sanders is lying when he says his disruptors aren't told to go to my events. And then Trump says, be careful, Bernie, or my supporters will go to yours. That's a threat against Bernie Sanders. Trump thinks that people protest his events of Sanders supporters. Possibly, of course, although there are other people who can't stand Donald, but don't much care for Bernie either. So all Sanders supporters take no necessary precautions. Break out your cell phones, film everything that you possibly can. The more imagery of Donald Trump's supporters roughing up, well, we hate that to happen, but if they do, then it should be documented. And I know that you will, I do. Sea Shepherd vessel was tailed by a corporate fish farm boats. This from Vancouver, Vancouver, BC, the Norwegian-based Marine Harvest owns numerous salmon farms all up and down the Pacific coastline in Canada and appears to be sending local employees to tail Sea Shepherd while the nonprofit conservation group conducts its wild salmon defense campaign. And they should. They need to. Salmon populations are far worse than we know right now. It's in crisis. If you want a real crisis to get in a twist about, there it is right now. And the year-by-year creep of warm temperatures, it of course warms water too, you know. We tend to think in these dangerously compartmentalized terms, and look where it's got us so far. That said, we now have returning to the state politics, in the advance of the Alabama GOP primary, which is the weirdest kabuki I've ever seen. Former Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore, Senator, my favorite name, of course, Luther Strange, are advancing the Senate primary runoff, and the corruption and hijinks here are unspeakable. So why not just sit back and watch? This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, August 16th, 2017. Tammy Dean engineered for us today. Thanks, Tammy. Derek Cooks is AAM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 34th annual Hawthorne Street Fair, Sunday, August 27th on Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard. The Hawthorne Street Fair, now in its 34th year, features